Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The location of the city of Jerusalem goes all the way back to the beginning to the location of the Garden of Eden. That's the headline. David James will join me in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Another important aspect of Jerusalem is its location, and especially as it relates to Abraham, and also King David, King Solomon, and even going all the way back to Adam.
In Genesis chapter 22, this is where we find that God has instructed Abraham to offer up his son Isaac to test Abraham's faith. And in Genesis chapter 22, verse 2, the Lord says, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." And then we find in 2 Chronicles chapter 3 that Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah. So that's significant. It would seem that the instructions for the building of the temple place, the actual Holy of Holies, which would be the resting place for the Ark of the Covenant, which is God's portable throne here on the earth, and the place where the Shekinah glory of God came down, was exactly on that very stone. We know from 2 Samuel chapter 5 that David went into the Jebusite city that we know as Jerusalem. He had purchased a threshing floor, which would be the place that would become the Temple Mount. And then, of course, as you've mentioned many times, the rabbis actually looked back that that was actually the place where Adam was created. So it actually becomes the foundation, the foundation stone, which is now under the Dome of the Rock, the foundation stone for all of humanity. So this is really extremely a significant place, Mount Moriah, and its location there in the city of Jerusalem.
David James tracing the history and the location of the city of Jerusalem all the way back to the Garden of Eden. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel stated that Jerusalem is the center of the earth. That's Ezekiel chapter 5 and verse 5. Jerusalem was the original site of the Garden of Eden when Jesus created Adam and Eve, and it's the location of the first kingdom that was set up, Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 to 28. It's the location that the Lord has chosen to dwell among his people forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. And in fact, it's also where Jesus will rule and reign from forever as well. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12, where he'll build the temple in Jerusalem, verse 13, and dwell in that location among his people, the Jewish people, forever. In fact, it is the same place where Adam and Eve had a kingdom some 6,000 years ago. Jerusalem is the city of God, where Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...